I was absolutely shocked to find out that someone had poured concrete down a sewer. How common is this type of vandalism?
So this type of thing it's more common than people think. I mean, it's not happening every day, don't get me wrong, but it does happen quite frequently. When people pour concrete down the sewer, it's actually really difficult to get out because of the temperature and the conditions inside a sewer. It can set harder than normal and quicker than normal. So they're really difficult to get out, and you don't actually know how bad it is until you can get down there and dig it out. I mean, this one in particular on Richmond Road, it's a really complicated job because the sewer pipe lies underneath four water mains. So normally, if there was a concrete into a sewer, we would go down, we would dig down, we would cut out the section of pipe and replace it. However, on this one, because it lies under those four water mains, we can't actually just cut it out. So we have to go down there and dig by hand, which, as you can imagine, with concrete, is really difficult to get to and to remove. And that's why it's taken longer than we initially anticipated. And this problem, the most frustrating thing about a problem such as this is it's completely avoidable. I mean, the way the sewer's got in there is somebody's basically lifted up a manhole and poured it down there, and it impacts everybody. If we hadn't have found it and if we hadn't have removed it, then sewage would be flooding out into the environment, backing up into people's homes, and that's what we don't want. And that's why we've been working so hard to get it out.
Now, I think you actually might have, for the first time, have residents' sympathies here, because obviously you've been fined by Richmond Council for overrunning of works. But I mean, as you just said, you're digging by hand. This is something that can't be avoided. Do you think that fine is fair? I'm guessing obviously not.
I mean, we've been talking and working almost constantly with Richmond Council during this. And the fine is one of those things. This problem has been completely avoidable. We're investigating who poured the concrete in there. As soon as we find out who did, then we will be going and trying to recover our costs, including the fine. Like you say, it's completely avoidable. We're in this situation because a third party has recklessly poured the concrete down there, and we're just working to get it back to normal as soon as possible. We've been working 24 hours a day. We've been manually controlling the traffic down there, and we've tried to do it with as little disruption as possible for something that is completely avoidable.
Where does the law stand on this? I mean, you're investigating, but surely at some point this has to become a criminal matter.
So sewer abuse, we can take people to court. What we normally do, I mean, you've probably seen in the news about Fatbergs and that kind of thing. We don't normally take those court. It's normally about an education thing to try and tell people not to put things down there. However, something like this, something that's been recklessly poured down there and has caused a lot of disruption, we will, like I say, investigate who's done it, and as soon as we find them, we'll take the appropriate action. Otherwise, people would just be pouring concrete in left, right and centre, and it's just not the done thing. I mean, we experience sewer blockages on a daily basis, whether that be through Fatbergs or through concrete. I mean, the amount of things we find down the sewer, you would not believe. We found Christmas trees, we found tops, we found clothes, we found all sorts. And those type of things are different to concrete, for example. But we will go after that, and we will look to recover our costs.
How much do you think this will cost?
It's difficult to put a figure on it at the moment, if I'm being completely honest.
Are we talking like hundreds of thousands, just roughly?
I think certainly thousands. And I mean, we've had to bring in specialist cutting equipment from Switzerland to try and speed up the process. I mean, we are working, and I just want to assure everyone who's listening, we are working round the clock. We are working so hard to get everything back to normal. We're exploring every avenue. Richmond Road itself now has been reopened.